Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 21. And the sovereign of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the Negev, heard that Yisrael was coming on the way to Atharim, and he fought against Yisrael and took some of them captive. Then Yisrael made a vow to Yahuwah and said,
If you deliver this people into my hand indeed, then I shall put their cities under the ban.
And Yahuwah listened to the voice of Yisrael and gave up the Canaanites. And they put them and their cities under the ban. So the name of that place was called Hormah. And they departed from Mount Hor by the way of the Sea of Reeds to go around the land of Edom. But the being of the people grew impatient because of the way. And the people spoke against Elohim and against Moshe.
Why have you brought us up out of Mithraim to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our being loathes this light bread.
And Yahuwah sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Yisrael died. Then the people came to Moshe and said,
We have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahuwah and against you. Pray to Yahuwah to take away the serpents from us.
So Moshe prayed on behalf of the people. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
So Moshe made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And it came to be, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. And the children of Yisrael departed and camped in Ovoth. And they departed from Ovoth and camped at Iye Ha'avarim, in the wilderness which is east of Moab, toward sunrise. From there they departed and camped at the Wadi Zered. From there they departed and camped on the other side of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the border of the Amorites, for the Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the battles of Yahuwah,
Waheb in Sufah, the Wadi Arnon, and the slope of the Wadi that turns aside to the dwelling of Ar, and lies on the border of Moab.
And from there on to Be'er, which is the well where Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Gather the people, and let me give them water.
Yisrael then sang this song.
Spring up, O well, sing to it. O well, the leaders sank, which the nobles of the people dug by hacking with their staves.
Then from the wilderness on to Matanah, from Matanah to Nahaliel, from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah, which looks down on the wasteland. And Yisrael sent messengers to Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, saying,
Let me pass through your land. We shall not turn off into fields or vineyards. We shall not drink water from wells, but go by the sovereign's highway until we have passed over your border.
But Sihon would not allow Yisrael to pass through his border. So Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Yisrael in the wilderness. And he came to Yahatz and fought against Yisrael. And Yisrael smote him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Yabbok, as far as the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon was strong. And Yisrael took all these cities, and Yisrael dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and in all its villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the sovereign of the Amorites, who had fought against the former sovereign of Moab, and had taken all his land from his hand as far as the Arnon. That is why those who speak in Proverbs say,
Come to Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and established.
for fire went out from Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It consumed Ar of Moab, the masters of the heights of the Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You have perished, O people of Chemosh. He has given his sons as fugitives and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, the sovereign of the Amorites. Then we shot them. Heshbon has perished as far as Divon, and we laid waste as far as Nophach, which reaches to Medaba.
So Yisrael dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and Moshe sent to spy out Yazer. And they took its villages and drove out the Amorites who were there, and turned and went up by the way to Bashan. And Og, sovereign of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, with all his people and his land. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon.
And they smote him and his sons and all his people until no remnant was left to him, and they took possession of his land.